Now, this is Anne Ramsden. You're on the PCC of St Aldate's and so on. How long have you and your family been worshipping here?
We've been worshipping here since 97, so 23 years.
23 years. You've had to forgive a lot of things during that
No,
time.
Not really.
And Michael was going to your husband. What do you do for a living? Tell us that.
So we both work for the Zacharias Trust, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries.
And
so.
What is that?
So evangelistic organisation undergirded with apologetics.
In Oxford based.
In Oxford based at the moment, yeah.
And Michael can't be with us because he was due to face the music.
Yes, well, a little bit of a conundrum, but he had a cold, went to Asia, came back with a cold. And so we have isolated for a couple of weeks. So he'll be free to move again on Monday morning. So, yeah.
Okay. We've got the better half here. Now, we hear that you are moving from Oxford, sadly. Why?
It's probably been quite a long time in the sort of making, but Ravi, for a long time, has been talking about taking a bit of a step back. And so he's handing over the presidency of the organisation to Michael, and that means we need to move to Atlanta, which is the headquarters.
So Ravi Zacharias is handing over the presidency. Is it going to be called the Ramsden International?
No.
And what do you think about moving to Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, it's really mixed emotions, I think, in that we believe God's in this and it's the right thing to do, but we are very sad to be leaving Oxford. So,
are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Why are you sad to be leaving Oxford?
Well, this has been our home. We have three children. Our eldest two are at university, so they're 20 and 18, and then Amelia is here somewhere. Or maybe not. Maybe the youth have gone out. But and so this is where we've raised our children. St Aldate's has been our home, and the work that we've done here as well has been part of that. So,
I remember James's baptism and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what are the challenges facing, apart from the personal challenges, this ministry of apologetics and preaching and arguing the gospel today?
Well, I think the challenges are as they've ever been, in the sense that it's a spiritual thing. And so we're always very aware that no matter what you present, ultimately it's a work of the Holy Spirit in people's lives. And so the biggest challenge really is to humbly walk with God and to hear his voice and to be obedient and to do what he's asking. Keep doing that.
And what are the opportunities at the moment?
Yeah, amazing opportunities, really. I mean,
because I remember when Michael was in a little office on Pembroke's, on St Aldate's, wasn't
it? Yes, that's true.
Up a couple of flights of stairs, two-roomed office.
Yeah.
And now you've got two large houses on the Woodstock Road. Bambury Road.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
How can this be?
Yeah. So there's a big team in Oxford now, about 60 people in Oxford now. And
from one two of our, to 60.
Yeah.
In 15 years or 17 years,
And Michael and my responsibilities going forward, we've got about 100 itinerants that travel and speak worldwide. And so
and
that's
100 itinerants. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's our primary role really is to support them and for Michael to continue to preach as well.
So opportunities are growing, are they?
Yes. I mean, and lots of things that happen publicly, but lots of things that happen under the radar. And I think that's where God is doing the most remarkable things, really, in significant places of influence and government and so on that you can never manufacture. We kind of stand back and say, we don't understand how this has happened. So,
So doing university missions.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Raising up teenagers.
Yeah.
And talking to the head staff of Google or Facebook or about issues. Yeah. And then going into madrasas in Nigeria.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yes, also all of those and more.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're going to really miss you.
Yeah, well, we're going to...
I mean, really.
We're really going to miss being here.
Yeah. Can you please make sure that the next leader of RZIM attends St Albert's.
Yes, okay. Yeah. We'll put it in the job description.
Just make that. Because it's been a very good kind of partnership.
Amazing partnership,
really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you'd like to say to St Albert's.
Well, we're just incredibly thankful. I mean, it's what we have received from St Albert's has been far more than we've ever given. And I think I was struck last night, actually, when Tanya was speaking, actually, just what a remarkable body this is and how it only functions because everybody takes their place. You know, the arm does what it's meant to do and the eye does what it's meant to do and the foot does what it's meant to do. And I suppose my encouragement would be for everybody to play their part, but also we're just hugely grateful to God for you guys, really. It's been a huge blessing to us as a whole family to be part of this, and it's a remarkable place. I think the more we see of the church around the world, we realise, you know, we don't take this for granted, and what happens here, the amazing blend of spirit and word is quite remarkable. So we are very blessed.
Wow. Thank you, Anne.